Welcome to today's interview here on Brighttown.com. I'm Mike Adams, and today we're joined by the Deep State Marauder, also known as the possible upcoming Secretary of Retribution, Ivan Raiklin. Welcome, Mr. Raiklin, to the broadcast today.
Gracias por la entrevista, señor Ranger de Salud.
Ranger de Salud, sí.
Miguel Adams.
You are very welcome, sir. Thank you so much for taking time. And sort of a last-minute thing to get you on here. I understand your time is limited, and you are traveling right now. We'll make the best of it. But you've got a very important announcement to share with us and some timelines coming up about possibly arrests of some people. Or where are things right now? Give us an update.
Yes, yeah, since that big video came out May 15th of 2024, so a few months ago now, this is what I've been doing. And I've been kind of synchronizing, coordinating the national effort as the Secretary of Retribution at the state and county levels, whether it's AGs or DAs and sheriffs, to be able to inform them, hey, get ready for the what I call the mother of all Twitter files. And what that really means is, now that Elon has moved Twitter from California to Texas, AG Ken Paxton has jurisdiction over the crime scene, as Elon Musk calls it. Because remember, Elon Musk tweeted out that Twitter is not only a social media company, it's a crime scene. So before he even endorsed President Trump, he moved in the direction of releasing Twitter files. Now that he's endorsed Trump, and now that he's all in for President Trump, and he's moved to Texas, it is now high time for him to go to the mat, maximally exposing everybody. And part of that, we just saw that Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, just admitted to participating in genocide when he was censoring out therapeutics and when he was promoting the DNA mutilation injections, or in the case of J&J's, the simple heart-exploding myocarditis-making products, right? In essence, Mark Zuckerberg agreed and admitted to genocide. So amidst all of this happening at the big picture level within big tech, Elon Musk, sitting on that criminal trove of evidence, is now obligated to provide it to Ken Paxton to digest and start to allocate for actioning. What does actioning mean? It means looking at the criminal evidence and then allocating it to the appropriate DA, if it's in Texas, or throughout the country with the appropriate AGs, as they conduct the precedent already set by Fulton Fanny or Fat Al Bragg in Manhattan, or if it's in the case of an AG, then what we saw with New York AG Letitia Peekaboo James.
Right? Ivan, let me jump in here with a question for you, though, please. The mechanism of Twitter releasing this information, wouldn't the AG of Texas, Ken Paxton, or some other legal authority need to demand it from X in order for Elon to then reply to that subpoena request or other demand or even a search warrant from law enforcement?
That is one mechanism. It is not the only one. So as we saw with Twitter files, right, did that require really anything? No, he just basically reached out to Matt Taibbi, Michael Schellenberger, and Barry Weiss and said, hey, go to town. And the legal team probably reviewed it and said, hey, you got to redact this, this, and this because of certain legal constraints or, you know, whatever the decision was. Now apply that now to Texas. Now that he's moved to Texas, there's no political constraint on him because he has top cover of the one attorney general in the country that just slayed the Bush, Cheney, and Democrat machine in the form of slaying them when they attempted to impeach him, meaning
that's
Paxton.
That's right, Paxton.
And so you have the two most influential players on the scene right now in the country that are conducting what I call Wonder Twin Powers Activate. And so Elon can just, on his own volition, remember, this is not government information. This is governments and governmental employees, former and current, that used a private organization's system and network to communicate. And in the case of Jim Baker, the former deputy general counsel of Twitter, who was the former general counsel of the FBI, all we're doing here is looking at all of his communications.
So wait, let me just clarify this. I'm sorry to interrupt, but what you're referring to, Twitter possibly releasing, are the government memos, emails, demands to Twitter for Twitter to censor on behalf of the government. You're not talking about users on Twitter private messaging each other, right?
I'm talking about all of it. Let me go through the list of categories of income. Let's start with, if you're not a Twitter employee, then I'm talking about every single person on my deep state target list to the tune of 600 plus that has a Twitter account. Let's peek into their direct messages, meaning, hey, Schellenberger, Taibbi, and anyone else, let's look and see if there's criminal evidence there. If there is, then guess what? We can go ahead and provide that to Ken Paxton for action. That's number one. Number two, he can just go ahead and say, hey, look at the violations taking place to conduct a stolen illegal election. Let's showcase the illegals voting. Let's showcase the machine fraud and manipulation, all the layers of fraud that's been alleged, and any communications of those on the list that conducted proof of that. Why doesn't Elon Musk release it, right? If it's there. Number two, what about in the case of Twitter employees like the deputy general counsel? He would have been issued a company phone, a company tablet, a company laptop, a company computer, wherein at that point, Twitter now owns those devices and all communications that were had on there, which means what? All of his emails, obviously, that have Twitter.com on them, all of his internal Slack channel communications, those two categories were already exposed with the first dozen plus Twitter files. But beyond that, because Twitter issued those devices to Jim Baker, they are now in a position to look at his Signal, his Skype, all of the data and evidence on that device, and then in the collective showcase all of the censorship industrial complex, all of the COVID con, all of his communications with the official fact-checking team, which consisted of Reuters team members, which, by the way, the CEO of Reuters was also, the former CEO at the time, he was the CEO of Reuters, is on the board of Pfizer Fail as a board member of the DNA mutilation distribution company known as Pfizer Fail. So all of those communications in the collective are going to prove every single conspiracy oracle's hypothesis that took place over the last 6 to 8 years.
So
the illegal, Jim Comey has a Twitter account. John Brennan has a Twitter account. How about we look at their DMs? How about we look at all their communications with Jim Baker and anyone else?
Well, this is a big question, but I believe that Twitter or X now under Elon Musk would have to have some sort of legal authority to look into the private messaging of its own users. I don't think it would be good for Twitter's reputation to just go in and just start scanning everybody's private messages looking for an admission of a crime. I mean, wouldn't that be an admission that Twitter, that you have no privacy no matter what on Twitter?
What did Jackie Boy Smith, an illegitimate authority, do to the real Donald Trump account, Mike?
Well, right, but we consider that a violation.
That's when a governmental or quasi-governmental actor does it. Elon Musk owns the data. It is his to decide on what to do with it.
I understand that. But the reputation of X would be destroyed if it turns out that they're reading the private messages.
The reputation of X is going to go through the roof because it's going to prove and showcase everything in detail that Mark Zuckerberg just admitted to on Facebook.
Well,
and
clearly,
then the whole country is going to be clamoring for accountability. Elon Musk will be considered as an absolute savior of humanity for exposing the generational incestuous corruption that will be exposed as part of this process as we cleanse the country of all the lying crimes and put out the truth.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I'm just adding that I think that Elon would want to have a legal authority demand this information to cover his own actions in looking into those accounts. And I believe that Paxton could do that, by the way, or others that you've mentioned. They could demand that.
I don't disagree with you fully. I think we agree. I'd say we probably agree. Let me add to this. For the information and evidence that would not expose Twitter to legal risk that he's sitting on, then absolutely. He needs to continue what he showed us with the original Twitter files. But he has now endorsed President Trump. The dynamics today are different than the previous Twitter files dynamics. Back then, Elon Musk had, one, no clue of the political ecosystem because he hadn't purchased Twitter. Now he's in the mix, and he's been, the last almost 2 years now, has been in there looking at the systems. So now he kind of knows what is there as a potentiality of evidence, right? The criminal evidence he's referring to. Number two, he has endorsed Trump. He is now much more motivated to expose the corruption that of the people that went after Trump that are now going after him. He is fully mobilized and motivated to do so. And in the small instances where there is legal risk to him for disclosing, say, direct messages, then all he has to do is, hey, Ken Paxton, I highly urge and recommend you listen to Ivan Raiklin and look and start with Ivan Raiklin's deep state target list, starting with Jim Baker.
All right. And let me add this. There's another vector.
I had a meeting with Matt Taibbi expressing this. I met with him for 5 hours.
Yeah.
And we like went through all of this.
There's a mechanism to get this done. Absolutely. And Ivan, you know, you've expressed a lot of courage. I've been watching you on Twitter. Let me give out your Twitter handle. It's Ivan Raiklin. That's R-A-I-K-L-I-N. Ivan Raiklin is your Twitter handle. I encourage our viewers to follow you there. And let me add this, Ivan. You know, our lawsuit, our Brighteon Media lawsuit filed on Memorial Day, seeks to compel X to release the same information that you're talking about through a court discovery order. And that lawsuit, we have served, the legal team of X has received it. The legal team at Meta has received it. Legal team at YouTube has received it, and other entities, including the Department of Defense, Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, and we named 10 John Does in the lawsuit, as well as NewsGuard and some overseas organizations that were involved in the international laundering of censorship. So, Ivan, you know, our lawsuit may take many years, but what you're talking about could happen before the election. You have any sense of timing that is possible here?
One thing, I laud you for doing that. Yes, absolutely. We need to leverage all avenues of approach on going after this scum that has come after us. As far as timing, I mean, I wanted to think through what is the best mechanism to expedite this. And the fastest path to exposing these folks is literally through this mother of all Twitter files release. Because now Musk is motivated and in a position of protection now that he's moved from California to Texas, Twitter. As far as timing of it, it's literally, it could happen at any time. I argue that the best time for it, for the most upside business impact for Twitter and Elon, and the best upside political impact to guarantee a President Trump reelection, of which Elon endorses, is to do it right after Labor Day. And then why is that the case? It's because now that we know who the Democrat nominee is, because that's locked in, right? Now that we know, Labor Day is kind of the cutoff date where when people are coming back from vacation, Congress staffers are starting to come back from their summer recess and vacation, college students are coming back. You want to capture the attention of America, because the court of public opinion is what's going to drive the next phases of this, which is into the election cycle. And so the first debate is September 10th now. It was going to be on September 4th. And early voting kicks in literally, I think it's that following Monday after September 10th, one of the first states in Pennsylvania. So the mother of all Twitter files, as I call it, needs to happen in a time frame so that enough people can digest it, so that then it helps drive and inform the conversation at the debate on September 10th. Remember, Biden used the 51 spies who lied to his advantage during the debate against Trump.
That's saying, right.
Oh, the Biden criminal syndicate laptop is not a syndicate laptop. It has all the earmarks of a Russian info op. So they've made that play through lies. Elon can make the play through truth. And then Trump is going to walk into that debate and absolutely obliterate Kamala Harris. Why? Because Kamala Harris, her employees used to be executives at Twitter 1.0. So as part of that, Elon, how about you look at those individuals and all of their communications from their devices as you expose it publicly and as you provide it to Ken Paxton? See how this works, Mike?
Wow,
it is going
absolutely
to be massive. So if you're Elon Musk, like, go through the process. You need to do it between September 3rd and September 10th. I argue it's got to be closer to September 3rd, because you want enough, you want a couple days for America and the world to marinate on this. Or you start the process of releasing it on September 3rd as it builds up into the first debate. It literally guarantees your candidate re-election Because all now right. The entire world gets to see the entire corruption.
Now, let
That's
me
why
ask you this.
No full court press on him.
Okay.
So the sooner the better for him because it puts him in a safer spot.
Really brilliant insight, by the way. I always appreciate your insight and your analysis. You are the best, Ivan, at that. You've done it for many years. Let me ask you for your analysis on this. You know, Mark Zuckerberg, in his letter, he admitted that he was pressured by the government, but he also gave the government cover by claiming that he made the decision himself who to censor. So he's kind of granting immunity to the government. I think he's covering up for them. What's your take?
No, I read it absolutely differently. If you want to bring up the memo while we're talking, just so that we can kind of parse it through.
We'll show it on screen.
Yeah, my reading of it, and I've read it a couple times, he is admitting to genocide, okay? And the way I come to that conclusion is that he basically says it was the government, and he agreed to working with the government to censor his 2 billion monthly active users globally to convince them that the therapeutics were not safe and effective, but instead the DNA mutilation products that ultimately, so far according to CDC's own vaccine adverse events reporting systems, has murdered 38,000 plus humans. I mean, those are genocidal levels. So, ergo, Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook and Instagarbage and WhatsApp, is the one that drove the global conversation due to his complicity in literally conducting what resulted in genocide of those that listened and paid attention to him.
Yes, but he said the censorship decisions were made by himself and his company. He says that he made the decisions, not the government forcing him. He said the government influenced him only. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, he can hide behind that, but ultimately he admits to participating, right?
Yes.
And he can claim that it was the government. If he wants to have some level of protection, I'm not giving him an amnesty. I'm coming after him maximally with all the network relationships and influence that I have, okay? And then number two, like, because at the end of the day is, if any state AG or DA wants to give him any sort of a deal, it would sound something like this. You need to provide us every single communication that you and Facebook had as a company as a whole, and every single staffer, C-suite individual, engineer that communicated with any federal government actor that was involved in providing the BS information. And we're going to go ahead and prosecute them all, and we'll be light on you. So in essence, what I'm saying is, if you're a citizen of the United States, name the county and name the state, you need to start contemplating a course of action on wrongful death for your family member, because Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook worked with the federal government to murder your family member, whether it was a face toilet, whether it was a PCR, a failed medical nose rape device, I mean, small instances of that, the jabs, or whether it was through the ventilator system. And you also have a cause of action with the hospitals and doctors that use the information that was censored by Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. Like, there's so many people now that are exposed as defendants based on that one memo that Mark Zuckerberg just admitted to his complicity in genocide.
All right,
this is massive.
It is massive.
So big.
Ivan, how many?
I can't express how massive this is, okay, and how much legal risk he created for himself, for Meta, for Facebook, and every single governmental actor that worked with him in the censorship scheme.
Ivan, how many minutes do you have?
I can do a few more.
Okay, all right. We'll use them. Tell me, what do you think about Trump's chances of victory and efforts by the Dems to interfere with or halt the election before we even get there?
They're going to do everything in their power. They're going to continue to try to assassinate him. They're going to continue to try to assassinate Elon Musk. I argue that the three most vulnerable people right now that need maximum protection is number one, Elon Musk, number two, Ken Paxton, and number three, Donald Trump. And obviously, Donald Trump will go into that first or second position after the election, but they are going to make sure that Elon Musk faces the same fate at a minimum what Pavel Durov is going through. Because remember, Pavel Durov in the information ecosystem is the biggest threat, since he's got 900 million monthly active users, right?
Right.
Versus Twitter's 350 million. monthly active users. But Elon Musk is the most influential global figure because he has all the other assets, Starlink, Tesla, you know, SpaceX. So in the collective, and in being the richest person on the planet. So they're gonna continue to escalate. Nothing's off the table. The sky's the limit. Whatever your creative thoughts can think of, they're gonna try to do. And it really comes down to us maximally exposing them in the fastest way possible. Literally, the only option that I see for Musk to be able to pull through is the mother of all Twitter files. Like that is his protection, because then it mobilizes the entire globe to go to his side and lean on all other institutions globally in the collective to come after all of these treasonous scum globally and then domestically in the United States.
So Elon Musk is sitting on a stack of ace cards. He's got the ace of spades, the ace of clubs.
He has five aces against their royal flush.
Right. And the question is, will he play his hand? That's the only question.
Well, think through this. What increases the chances that he does this, Mike?
Well, the threats against him. I think the arrest of Durov also increases the chances that Elon will play his hand.
Does it increase the chances that he plays his hand if every single person on X, on Rumble, on Brighteon is demanding it?
I think absolutely. Public pressure matters.
And lays out the logical path on why that is. And then all of his closest advisors, Schellenberger, Taibbi, Jim Jordan, you name, right, are also advocating for that?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to mobilize that demand signal.
All right, but what if Elon is waiting to see who wins the election? Because if Trump somehow doesn't win, because there's so much rigging and cheating on the Democrat side, then Elon might fear that he would be prosecuted and imprisoned for revealing these Twitter files.
There is no winning for Trump unless this happens. There's no way they let Trump win. Because guess what? Paul Ryan's faux news just bribed Deviant Voting Systems $850 million last year for the electoral outcome of the uniparty's choosing, should they have failed to assassinate him, which they did, and have failed to block him from being the nominee. So that's their backstop, is to make sure that the 28 states upon which Deviant Voting Systems has a touch point in the infrastructure, they're going to go ahead and leverage that. I don't see a method for a clean, free, fair, and transparent election for a victory without the mother of all Twitter file release that then explains and creates the necessary political courage for people to lean on the state legislatures to then hold their vote live streamed in person in every state capital, where the state legislature just allocates their electors for their state by state through the legislature under Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2. And then under that framework, 274 electoral votes are controlled by Republicans. I don't see a Republican being able to vote for the Democrat nominee under that framework. So if you don't realize what I'm talking about, read Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2, and then do your own research, because I mean that's kind of how our electoral system works for president.
What do you make of the Secretary of State of Michigan threatening people, saying we will come for you if you question the outcome of the election?
Well, I'm waiting for her. Come for me.
Yeah.
Come for me. I'm calling your bluff. Come for me.
But her words indicate pre-knowledge of cheating in Michigan, in your view?
You're talking about good old Jocelyn Benson?
That's right.
I mean, it applies to everywhere. She's on my deep state target list, Mike, in the Michigan category, okay? So when you go through my deep state target list, you're going to name folks and name this and that. They are on my list. This is how it works. They set the precedent. I like precedent. So what did they do for precedent? Well, they went ahead and appointed David Buckley, one of the 51 spies who lied, to be the staff director for the January 6th cover-up committee, right? I'm talking about the Mike Pence, Liz Cheney, and then the Nancy Pelosi, Benny Thompson cover-up committee. So he created the Patriot target list, all J6 defendants, to include what he provided for evidence to Jackie Boy Smith to try to prosecute Trump. In that indictment, my tweet is listed in there, but they don't call me in because I have dirt on every single one of them. They have to silence and censor me, okay? And so all these people that are out there trying to say, oh, you can't talk about the illegal 2020 stolen election. Well, guess what? You're not going to stop me from talking about it. I'm going to continue to go on platforms and work with folks like you that are willing, that have the courage to be able to platform the information and evidence. And luckily for us, Elon Musk has the biggest platform now, the number one news app.
That's right.
And so now they have to censor him out. That is the only way, or assassinate him. So his best safety switch mechanism is to get the whole globe to understand what happened. So the longer he waits after September 3rd, the higher the risk it is for him physiologically and as a businessman. To answer your question, kind of come back to it. I don't see him waiting much past September 3rd and before September 10th, before that debate, to have maximal upside impact for his business and his own survivability.
All right. All right. Well, this is going to be a real interesting time then, because that's coming right up.
I'm going to be live streaming on Tuesday, on September 3rd, the entire components of the deep state target list by line, name, category, and their Twitter handles, so that people know exactly who we're coming after and what Twitter files to expect.
Okay. Folks, follow Ivan Raiklin on Twitter at Ivan Raiklin, R-A-I-K-L-I-N, right here. You see the Deep State Marauder. And there's his Twitter name right there. So follow him there. And Ivan, thank you so much for joining us today and taking time out of your schedule. Much appreciated.
Yes, sir. Thanks for following that lawsuit. I got to read through it.
Oh, you'll love it. It's hard hitting. Fantastic. Let me tell you. Yeah.
Send it.
All right. Okay. Will do. Take care now. All right. And the lawsuit that we're referring to, folks, we filed it on Memorial Day. We sued Twitter. We sued Meta. We sued Google, YouTube, and also NewsGuard and some overseas organizations, as well as Department of Defense, Homeland Security. I said Alejandro Mayorkas and other quasi-government or a censorship laundering organizations, some NGOs overseas. We sued them all. The lawsuit is now a matter of public record. And there are other lawsuits that are now forming up as a result of our lawsuit because of the revelations in our lawsuit, some of which came out of other lawsuits in the process of discovery that led to these astonishing, astonishing trails of government collusion with big tech to achieve mass censorship, even persecution of individuals like myself, and a total blockade of our platforms, such as Brighteon.com, which to this day remains blocked by Twitter. And that's why, by the way, we have named Twitter in our lawsuit. If Twitter was not continuing to block Brighteon.com as a link, you know, you can't link to a video on Twitter. You can't even mention Brighteon.com in a private message on Twitter. And we tried to work with their legal team for at least 6 months, maybe a year, and there was no action. That's why we sued Twitter, because of the continued censorship and the shadow banning. And as I tweeted out the other day, I said, I can't wait for Elon Musk to transform X into the free speech platform that he claims it is. You know, we're fans of Elon Musk here. Don't get me wrong. We're fans of what Elon is doing. He is moving so many things in the right direction. But he needs to also fulfill his promise of freedom of speech on Twitter. And if he releases what Ivan here calls the mother of all Twitter files, it would be one of the most spectacular and genius strategic political chess moves in the history of our nation. And it would change the future for all of us. So I absolutely encourage Elon to do that. And that would make us huge fans of him and the platform. I mean, we are fans of Twitter. We're fans of X. I'm broadcasting on X. But Elon, make good on your promises. Eliminate the shadow banning of conservative accounts. You know, viewpoint discrimination still happens on Twitter. Stop the banning of sites like Brighteon.com. You know, it's crazy. You can link to Rumble.com, which is a wonderful site. You know, Chris Pavlovsky is doing a great job there at Rumble. We fully support Rumble and his dedication to free speech there. We broadcast on Rumble. We post on Rumble. But why does Twitter block Brighteon? Brighteon's pretty much a much smaller version of Rumble. Pretty much the same thing. Free speech videos and streaming. Just a lot less popular. So, hey, Elon, do the right thing. Open up Twitter to freedom of speech. Release the mother of all Twitter files, as Ivan is talking about, and you'll change history for the better. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Thank you all for watching today. And you can share this video or repost it on other platforms and channels. God bless you all. God bless America. Take care. Our Labor Day sale is going on right now at the Health Ranger store. And this is kind of a rare event, but just go to healthrangerstore.com/Labor Day. And it'll bring up all the sale items that we have right now. You can save up to 45% off. Check this out. We've got our new Groovy B Plus Boku Superfood Organic Super Proteins. These are plant-based. So the protein is an ultra-clean pea protein along with Sacha Inchi protein. It's not whey. So these are formulated for people who don't want to have whey in their diets, plant-based proteins. Then we've also got now these new supplements, spirulina and chlorella capsules. Not everybody enjoys the taste of microalgae, even though I don't mind that I put it in my smoothies. But if you just want to take it as capsules, we now have that available. And then we've got back in stock the Escape from LA tactical knife. It's just like this knife right here, except there is a hook right here, a very functional hook that's right here. The one I'm holding right now is actually the first prototype. And this one doesn't have the hook. But that is available now in a couple of different patterns. Very durable. This is designed to escape an urban environment. And that's why it has a pry bar. And this is made with MagnaCut steel, which is highly corrosion resistant. This thing can cut through nails and spikes and barbed wire and all kinds of things. And it can pry open locked, like if you're stuck somewhere, if you're stuck in a vehicle, if you're stuck in a building, this can pry open doors and latches and windows, or it can break a window of a car so you could get out, or you could potentially rescue somebody who themselves might be trapped in a vehicle. Just, you know, use it safely and wisely. That's just one of the things we have available. We've also got the Ranger Bucket set. This is the organic and lab-tested emergency storable food supply. This is available now. We do have plenty of these in stock. That probably won't last very long given what's happening in the world right now. We've got MCT oil, hand-roasted whole bean coffee, you know, much more here. You can check out some of the specials. Plus, 5G defense powder. This is a free gift when you spend $195 or more. You'll get this defense powder. This is a really special product because it's made with superoxide dismutase, SOD, that comes from a melon plant. It's a rare extract from melons, and it's hard to get, and it's crazy expensive per kilogram, but it allows your body to naturally fight all kinds of free radicals, some of which can be created in your body, in your tissues and blood, upon exposure to electromagnetic fields. That's why it's called 5G defense. You can get this free for now with an order of $195 or more. This is the last time we'll be able to give this away for free because of the expense and the difficulty of getting that highly functional SOD ingredient. But we've got a lot more air filters, supplements, personal care, home care products, much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/Labor Day and it brings up this page and you can see all the specials there. One more comment, your support helps us in our fight for freedom of speech. We are funding a very expensive lawsuit on behalf of everybody who desires freedom of speech in America. We have sued Google, YouTube, we've sued Meta, Facebook, we've sued even Twitter, X. We have sued NewsGuard and ISD. We've sued Homeland Security and the Department of Defense and many other organizations. This is our Brighteon Media lawsuit filed on Memorial Day. And this lawsuit is currently making its way through the court system. We will have to defend against motions to dismiss and motions for change of venue. And if we get to discovery in this lawsuit, it's going to be a game changer for the whole world. And that's our goal. And with your support, you're helping us fund the legal effort so that we can fight for your freedom through the legal system in America. On top of that, we're also continuing to build our AI models. Let me bring that up. If you go to brighteon.ai, you'll see that we're giving away free of charge our downloadable language models. Now, we haven't released one for a couple of months, but we're still working on a breakthrough model that you'll be able to download for free. All these models are free of charge. You can run them on a Linux or a Windows or a Mac operating system. And guess what? the major AI companies just agreed to allow the federal government to have oversight over their models to make sure that their models don't spew so-called misinformation or disinformation. That means that the government will now control OpenAI. That's exactly what it means. And that OpenAI and these other prominent models, not Grok, because that's different, you know, Elon at Twitter, his model is probably the most accurate next to our model. Our model is the most accurate about vaccines, about 9/11, about what happened on January 6th, you know, about COVID and jabs, all of that. Our model is the best in the world at those questions. No question about that. But Grok is also very good relative to the others. But OpenAI and their models will be government propaganda from this day forward. Nothing but government propaganda, narrative control, full-blown Orwellian AI systems coming out of OpenAI and other prominent companies like Microsoft and who knows who else. So we are going to release a prominent, larger LLM free of charge soon, and it's your support at healthrangerstore.com/Labor Day that helps us fund these infrastructure efforts for human freedom. And now if you go to brighteon.io, this is another platform that we have built and made available for you for free. This is a decentralized peer-to-peer content ecosystem that runs on blockchain, and it harnesses the Bastion technology for decentralization of content. You can go to brighteon.io right now, create an account for free, use it for free. This will continue to function peer-to-peer even if the internet kill switch is activated, even if DNS goes down. If you're running the Brighteon.io apps, which is the same as the Bastion apps, you'll be able to communicate using peer-to-peer blockchain-driven content integrity. And you cannot be censored. No one can censor you on that platform. So these are just some of the projects we're working on. And the way to support us is check out our products. I've got some of them right here on my desk to show you. Look, we've got the proteins right there, the vanilla and chocolate proteins. Those are pea protein and Sacha Inchi proteins. We've got the spirulina and the chlorella capsules there in the bottles. And we've got the 5G defense powder with the SOD ingredient that is very powerful for helping your body naturally fight free radicals. So check all of that out. And this is good through Monday night at midnight, I believe. And this, that's September 1st. And this is all found at healthrangerstore.com/Labor Day. Make yourself healthier, get great products, and also help support our platforms and our efforts to defend free speech and universal liberty for all of humanity. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. Take care.